Well, it's a funny day. Funny day. It's overcast. It's everywhere is overcast. But it's strangely mild. And although the dial on my, or the gauge of my car is saying 19 degrees, it actually feels warmer than that when you're out in it. Take 19, considering the temperatures that we've had recently with some terrible weather. So, I'm just heading home. You may or may not notice the fact that the car is not making lots of rattling noises, rattlings, which it usually does because it's either got gear and equipment in it or it's got loads of cardboard stuff in it. Today, is devoid, empty of all rattly and squeaky stuff, I think. Although I may turn a sharp corner on something, it'll just alert me to the fact that there's something still there that rattles. So it's good to actually drive the car. I mean, this might sound strange, but it's really nice to drive the car because it's a very smooth runner. And to drive it without rattles and bumps, because it doesn't really have a lot of that for its age. I mean, it's a Y-Reg. It's a 2001 Volvo V70 estate. So, you know, given its age, you would expect there to be rumbles and rattles from different parts and sounds of passing air from leaking window seals and door seals. And in actual fact, it's not. It's still in great condition. So, as I said, it's very pleasant to drive it with extraneous, is that the right word? Noises. Anyway, as I said, I'm heading home. I've been to, which I'm just passing just now again because I had to pick something else up while I was out in Livingston. I was out to dump quite a load of those prunings from the apple tree at the local recycling centre, or more commonly known as a tip. So now I'm passing the big Tesco warehousing depot where warehousing depot. It's massive, it's absolutely massive. And it's a sort of a grey, white grey colour. And I'm about to turn up the little road that takes me up onto the Bathgate Hills Road heading back into town. But as I pass this Tesco, there are literally dozens upon dozens of trucks. Not all Tesco trucks, because loads of other companies all subcontract to these big, mega store companies and transport their wares about. But what I was going to say is, from the top of this road, I'm beginning to climb now on this wee road. And when I get to the top of this climb, I'll turn left, and that's me heading due west. So just now I'm heading due north. It's a wee twisty road and there's a few wee houses here, and it used to be that no one ever used this road, well hardly anyone used this road, but nowadays with the amount of traffic on the roads, more and more people are finding it, and at commuter times it can be deadly, and these people in their lovely wee quiet quarter don't really have much of a quiet corner at times. Anyway, when I turn left and head due west and climbing again to the top of the hill, if I look down to that big Tesco depot back there, on certain weather conditioned days with the light, it strangely looks like a loch, like a decent sized loch, or lake if you want, but here it would be a loch. It's quite strange that it's just its colour seems to do that. But as I said, in certain light conditions, it's quite weird, actually. Apart from the fact it's got Tesco, you know, right along certain bars, but we're looking down on the roof by this time. So, I'm on one of those days where I'm doing kind of run around, getting organised and picking up bits and pieces, getting rid of pieces, and So I will be kind of shuttling about during the day, not just with the car. I'll have some errands that I need to do up the town, and I'll either walk or I'll take the bike, and hopefully not get knocked off the bike. Well, I wasn't knocked off the last time, but it was avoiding being knocked off because the discomfort, if you like. So one of those days marked down for phone calls, business, and scooting about all over the place. I don't mind scooting about, as long as it's productive scooting about. There's nothing worse than scooting about and you don't get satisfaction from it. You know, in other words, it doesn't work out, you don't get what you're looking for, or, you know, etc, etc. So I haven't anything really planned for today apart from this. I haven't even had my breakfast yet because I headed out to with all those tree prunings before my wife got back down from the town this morning. So no doubt she'll have had her breakfast, and I'll get mine when I get in. It's now, what time is it now? Oh, it's 11. Well, it's 11 a.m. Yeah, she may just actually be having her breakfast just now. So at this point, I'm running up the last wee bit of incline, and when I crest this, I'll be looking due west, right away over to Glasgow, the west coast. I can't see the sea, by the way, it's far too far away, but I'll just give you an indication of where it's pointing. And looking down on the town of my hometown, Bathgate. It's a lovely drive, this, actually. You know, it's tree-lined. What I call scrubby hawthorn trees and birch trees either side. But it's still nice. But I'm just coming to a part that's about a quarter mile long where it is big, mature beech trees either side of the road. It starts here now at a wee turning which goes due north again to the Knock Hill and Cairn Papal, but I'm carrying on down into the town, and I'm now in this beautiful big avenue of massive beech trees which create a canopy right across the road. And when the sun's shining, rare occasion, when the sun's shining, it's absolutely gorgeous to take my time, slow down, and just enjoy the canopy of shade. At this point, it's not very clear today, but if I turn my head slightly to the right, looking north-northwest, I would have been able to see Ben Leddy, which is a mountain at the town of the Trossachs town of Callander, one of the most popular towns in Scotland for people to visit. It's a beautiful area, the Trossachs. But I'd normally be able to see Ben Leddy, which is just the north side of Callander. But today, it's very grey and I can't see anything in that direction at all. So, there you go, weather conditions. But then their weather conditions vary, very, very. In fact, nowadays, you can't look anywhere now from the top of that hill without seeing wind farms. Yes, turbines, they're all over the place. Absolutely ugly, horrendous whirlies. And they're more and more, they just seem to appear overnight, another one or two horrible things in it, destroying the scenery and the landscape. Here in the Central Belt, you know, you could say that it doesn't really ruin the landscape, because it's not tremendously beautiful landscape in the lowlands here. But because you can see them, it's still damn annoying. But when you start to go up north, and north from here, you know, when we're talking about north, we're talking about from Stirling up towards the Trossachs in Perthshire. These wind farms are actually a blight on the beautiful high Scottish landscape. Just absolutely horrible. Anyway, a great for that. So now I'm travelling on a little street called Turfickin Street, which carries on due north to the little historic village of Turfickin. Very historic, one of the oldest churches in Scotland, I believe, if I remember correctly. T-O-R-P-H-I-C-A-N, Turfickin. Look it up. Google it. Wikipedia or whatever. And it is, it's a beautiful little, very little town. But now I'm turning due west again. And I'll continue due west virtually until I get home, which is not far away now. I know I can see is more whirlies. So, as I said, just an idea of what I'm doing today. Not a lot. Nothing exciting. What will be exciting if I get out on the bike again, and I say again because I was out this morning when my wife went up to church for mass and then doing her shopping, there's a lady cyclist without a bike. Oh dear, what's that? Nice tattoo on her down the side of her leg. I couldn't make it out because travelling too fast, but she was obviously a cyclist, but she didn't have a bike, she was walking. Anyway, why would you still have your cycling helmet on if you're walking? I don't know. I would take mine off personally. But, I can't remember what I was saying there. Must have been totally uninteresting and irrelevant. But, there it is. That's what's in my head. And there's Betsy. Betsy McGeechan. Not a good name, isn't it? Betsy McGeechan. She's walking to the pub, the Westport, which is owned by her sister Jeannie McGeechan, and Jeannie's man. Betsy is unique. Betsy is absolutely unique. What a character. Anyway. So, yeah, it's funny, you know, the characters that we have round about in our towns, you know, real characters. I mean, we're all characters, aren't we? We're all characters of some form. I mean, people can, well, in general, people can say things, you know, about yourself and could use that adjective, a character. Character, yeah, he's a character, she's a character. But there are ones that are more a character, if you know what I mean. Maybe because they're extremely bright and breezy no matter what, or they're a joker, or they're unique in their manners, their attitude, and you know, things like that. And Jeannie is a lovely girl, Betsy's sister Jeannie. I mean, they're our age, in their 60s, but Jeannie is a lovely girl. But Betsy is a real character. So you can take what you like from that, and I mean in the nicest way. Betsy, it's a real guy. Two sisters, and totally different. If you wanted to, in other words, if you wanted to talk sense, intelligible sense, you would talk to Jeannie, who, you know. And if you wanted to have a bit of a laugh and talk nonsense, you would talk to the character that is Betsy. Anyway, I'm home, turning into the drive now, and the end of a daft ramble. But then isn't that what it's about, just a ramble? I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. Well, actually I'm not, and I'm not even a gambler, and I'm actually at home. So there you go. Safe home. Should you buy the new?